This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard all he was doing, many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions across the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him to keep the people from crowding him. For he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. And listen to verse 11, because here's the declaration. Whenever the evil spirits saw him, they fell down. They fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." But he gave them strict orders not to tell who he was. What I'd like to do is to talk about the story today. We're in a series called What Jesus Did, He Does. What he did, he does. And today he's healer and deliverer, and we talk about a simple story, powerful story about a man coming into a synagogue with a shriveled hand. What was the medical problem? It's been described as disuse atrophy. Perhaps this man was a stonemason, is the speculation of some scholars, that maybe a rock or stone fell on his arm and crushed his arm, and so that his arm was withering away for simply not being used, and perhaps his arm hung at his side and he couldn't move it. And I think it's interesting that Jesus asks him to stretch out his arm when one doctor commenting on this said it may have been physically impossible for him to do that. So Luke says it was his right hand. And so this doctor speculated that maybe he took his left arm and he grabbed his own right arm and he lifted it up and held it in front of the crowd, this withered arm from disuse atrophy. And Jesus completely restored it. I want to do a little verse by verse and let it speak to you in a powerful way. Let's pick it up at verse 1 again. Another time Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. What was the big sin about healing on the Sabbath? You were not to do any work on the Sabbath. The Sabbath was the most sacred institution in the life of the Orthodox Jew. And in the chapter before, Jesus had the audacity to say about himself, "I am the Lord of the Sabbath." That doesn't mean a big deal to us, but it was a big deal to them for him to say, "I am the Lord of the Sabbath." You know, the institution that you consider the most sacred, the most holy thing of the being a Jew, I'm the Lord of that. He was claiming lordship of everything. He was claiming to be God. And I want you to notice in verse 2, it says, some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus. When you don't like somebody, you will always look for reasons or evidence to validate your opinion. Listen to that again. When you don't like somebody, and you've done it, I've done it, when you don't like somebody, you look for reasons so that you can say, "You know, I knew there was a reason I didn't like that guy. Now I've got my evidence." Well, I knew there was a reason I didn't like her. I don't know what it is about her, but there's something about her that bugs me. Now I've got my reason. And there were people that decided they hated Jesus. They didn't dislike him. They hated him enough to kill him, to want to kill him, as we read in this chapter. And they were looking for evidence to use against him. Well, all this week, the third message in this series entitled What Jesus Did, He Does. It's one of my favorite series that I've ever preached. I hope you'll continue to listen. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you've missed, to listen to an old message that perhaps you'd like to hear again, or to find out how you can become a part of this radio ministry we call Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.